You need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
It is Mount Holmes ball to start this final quarter as they trail Fayetteville 39-35. Jaden Haney with the jumper off the glass. To give Fayetteville a two-possession lead right before the buzzer there at the end of the third quarter. Here is McLean going into the lane for the layup. Good. Ryder McLean with seven on the night. Back to a two-point margin. 39-37 Fayetteville with the ball in the lead. Schwartzman picks up his dribble, gives it to Jorgensen. He puts up the jumper at the elbow. Rolls around, will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Uchman. And Mount Holmes has a chance to tie it back or possibly take another lead. Here's Tate. Has his pocket picked by Brown. And back comes Fayetteville. 10th turnover against the Bombers. Here's Haney with it. He's going into the lane for another layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Jaden Haney now in double figures with 10. And he has a chance to make it a three-point play, too. Ryder McLean picks up his first personal foul. First team foul in the fourth quarter against the Bombers. So Jaden Haney will try to convert the three-point play at the free throw line. Braxton Carson is going to come back in from out to home, replacing Ryder McLean as we are 40 seconds into this final quarter. So Haney's free throw is up and good. He now has 11 on the night. And it's a five-point lead for Fayetteville, 42-37 our score. Tate into the front court, gets by his defender, now sets back up. It's a full court man-to-man for Fayetteville. Tate dribbles to the right corner, gives it to Harris in the wing. Down to Dewey in the paint. He's going to be fouled before his layup it goes in. And so Mount Holmes going to inbound with 7:03 left to play in the game. Xavier Brown picks up his first personal foul, first team foul here in the fourth quarter against the Purple Dogs. Tate will inbound it on the baseline, gets into Carson, tries to throw it back out to Tate. He can't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds, and that will be Mountain Holmes' 11th turnover of the night. DJ Hudson coming back in for Fayetteville as he will replace Odie Williams. Less than 7 minutes left to play in this game. Fayetteville with the ball. With a five-point lead, they've got a chance to make it a three-possession game on this play. As DJ Hudson's going into lane for layup, a late foul call as the layup is missed, and so Hudson's going to go to the free throw line with 6:46 left in the game. Blaine Tate picks up his first personal foul, second team foul in the fourth quarter against the Bombers. So DJ Hudson's first free throw rolls around and falls in. He has one more to shoot. He's so far 2 of 3 from the free throw line with 9 points. So he'll try to get in double figures with this next one. Second shot is up. Nothing but net. And it's now a three-possession lead for Fayetteville. 44-37 our score. 6:46 left to play in this game. Inbound pass goes to Dewey. Gives it back to Uchman. It's a full-court man for Mountain Home. Uchman into the front court. Picks up his dribble. Gives it to Tate. Now he's met by a double team. Trying to figure out how to get out of it. And he's able to dribble out of it. And gives it to Dewey, who goes in for the layup. Good. Actually, I think the ball was knocked away from Tate, but Dewey was right there to pick it up. He now has 18 on the night. Back comes Fayetteville. Schwartzman going into the lane. Tries to throw it across court to Brown. Ball is knocked away, but Brown is there to get it and avoid the turnover. Brown dribbles up to the top. Now goes over to the left side. Now he's going into the lane, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Uchman. And a late foul call on... Oh, no. Oh, are they going to get... Okay, they are going to get Fayetteville. I thought they were going to call that on Mountain Home for a moment, but no, they're going to say those on Fayetteville. They're going to give that to DJ Hudson. That's his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Bulldogs here in the fourth quarter. Uchman into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbles up to the top. Throws over to Harris on the right side. McGee Harris has the ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Brown, and Mountain Home will inbound it with 5:55 left to play in the game on the near sideline. Uchman will trigger the inbound pass right next to the Bomber bench. Gets into Dewey. Back to Uchman. Now Harris has it on the right wing. Finds Tate near the elbow. He dribbles towards the low block. Now picks up his dribble, gives it to Harris. Harris will throw it up top to Carson. Over to Uchman on the left side. He dribbles down to the corner. Gives it to Dewey near the elbow. Tries to throw it to Tate. Ball's knocked away. And Mount Home will inbound it as it was last touched by Fayetteville. Five left on the shot clock. 5:38 left to play in this game. It's a five-point Fayetteville advantage. Inbound pass goes to Carson in the left corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Haney. He throws a baseball pass. So Brown's right there in perfect play position to get it and get the easy layup. That's Xavier Brown's first 2 points of the night. And it's back to a three-possession lead for the Bulldogs. 46-39 our score. Tate with it. He's going to throw it over to Harris on the right side. Up top to Uchman. Over to Carson on the left. He's going to drill down into the lane. Now throws back to Harris in the right corner. Up top to Uchman. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Good! Levi Uchman with six on the night, all from behind the arc. 46-42, Fayetteville up. 5 minutes left to play in this one. Haney with it on the right side. Haney will throw it up top to Hudson. He's going to put up the three-pointer. No good, and Tate's there for the rebound. Manton with a chance to make it a one-possession game on this play. They trail by four right now with 4:40 left in the game. Ball goes to Dewey. Dewey will give it to Harris on the right side, up top to Tate. Tate will dribble to the right wing, gives it there to Dewey. Up top to Carson, over to Uchman on the left side. Now Harris has it there on the wing. Down a low block to Carson. Carson dribbles into lanes, going in for the layup. No good, but draws the contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 4:19 left in the game. Jackson Jorgensen picks up his first personal foul. 13th foul against the Purple Dogs here in the fourth quarter. So Braxton Carson will be at the free throw line. These will be the first free throw attempts of the night for the Bombers. First shot is up. No good. He has one more chance to make it a one-possession game. Carson's second free throw is up. No good. He misses both, and the rebound controlled by Hudson. Here's Haney into the front court. Drills on the right side, gives it there to Brown. Brown's going to drill towards the lane. Now throws it to Haney in the right corner. He drills out to the wing. Haney will drill it to the lane. Now throws it to Schwartzman in the left corner. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Tate. 20th rebound for Mountain Home tonight. Now Tate has his pocket picked in the backcourt. Jorgensen gives it to Brown to Haney. He goes in for the layup. He can't get it to go. Can't get the tip in either. Jorgensen gets another offensive rebound, and this one goes in. Jackson Jorgensen with eight on the night. 48-42, Fayetteville up. 3:35 left to play in the game. So still a two-possession game. Tate across the timeline. Dribbles to the left elbow. Gives it to Dewey on the right side. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Will not go. And Jorgensen gets a rebound for the Bulldogs. Brown will take his time walking into the front court. Although he's getting close to... Wow, that was very close on the 10-second count. Looked like I wasn't sure he beat it, but I don't know if the officials were even paying attention. Here is Hudson with it. Gives it up top to Haney. Haney's going to dribble into the lane for the layup. Shot is blocked by Uchman. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Fayetteville, and it'll be Mount Holmes' ball with 2:52 left to play in the game. What a block by Levi Uchman. He's skied for that one. Brett Gilbert, Kobaninski, and Ryder McLean, I think, check back in for Mount Holmes, replacing Blaine Tate, McGee Harrison, Braxton Carson. Inski will walk the ball into the front court for the Bombers as they trail by six. Picks up his dribble, gives up top to Dewey, over to Gilbert on the right side. Now, McLean has it near the right corner. His three-pointer is up and in, right over the arm of Jaden Haney. Ryder McLean now in double figures with 10. 48-45, it's a one-possession game, and now Fayetteville's going to use their first time out of the night. We'll break with 2:27 left to play in the game. It is Fayetteville leading Mountain Home, 48-45. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner. I'm Alan Moore, commercial loan officer at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I'm ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see me at our newest location at the end of the bypass at 175 West End Way. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers.
Well, Fayetteville taking their first time out tonight with 2:27 left to play in the game. Right now, they lead Mountain Home 48-45. I think Brad Stamps just want to make sure his team's on the same page to make sure they can hold on to their lead right now. I tell you, it's their lead has not been any bigger than 7 tonight. So this game has stayed close. This game has actually had 7 ties and 6 lead changes. A good hard-fought battle for Mountain Home against a program that is traditionally has been a powerhouse when it comes to high school basketball in Arkansas. Jorgensen inbounds it to Schwartzman. We're back underway. Again, about 2.5 minutes left to play in this one. Schwartzman dribbles to the left side. Gives up top to Brown. He'll dribble over to the right side. Gives there to Haney. Over to Schwartzman. To Jorgensen on the left. Over to Johnson near the low block. He's going to drill into the lane. Going up for the layup over Dewey, and he gets it. DJ Hudson now with 9 on the night. 50-45. Back to a 2-possession lead for Fayetteville with less than 2 minutes. McLean with on the left wing. Tries to throw it up top to Uchman. Ball's knocked away by Jorgensen. Ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Uchman, and it will be Fayetteville's ball with 1:47 left. That'll be Mountain Home's 12th turnover of the night. So Fayetteville inbounded underneath their basket with a chance to make it a 3-possession lead once again. And it's going to be a lob pass. Wow, a lob pass from out of bounds from Schwartzman to DJ Hudson. He gets the two-handed jam. He now has 12, and tell you what, hopefully that won't be too much of a momentum killer for Mountain Home, as it's a 7-point lead now for Fayetteville. Here is McLean with on the right corner. His 3-pointer will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Schwartzman. And back comes Fayetteville. Now a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home. A 2-shot opportunity coming up for the Purple Dogs. Braden Dewey picks up his first personal foul, 13th foul against the Bombers here in the fourth quarter. So 1:20 left. DJ Hudson will be back at the free throw line, where so far he is 3 of 4. Make it 4 of 5 as he hits the first one here. Blaine Tate's going to come in for Mountain Home, replacing Kobaninski. One more free throw to shoot for Hudson. I believe Hudson's had 3 dunks tonight. Second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 14 on the night. Back comes Blaine Tate. He's going to put up the jumper in the lane. He gets it. Blaine Tate with 6 this evening. Fit 54-47, Fayetteville up right now. About a minute left to play. And David Brown loses his footing, and to avoid a travel call, Fayetteville's going to get the timeout. Tonight, we'll break with 59.8 left to play in this game. It is Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 54-47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
It is Fayetteville's ball coming out of the timeout with 59.8 left in the game. The Bulldogs right now lead Mount Tom 54-47. 26 left on the shot clock for the Purple Dogs. Eli Schwartzman will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. And he gets into Haney. We're back underway. Haney's going to drill, get by his defender, kick it out to Brown in the right corner. Brown puts up the three, no good. Tate's there for the rebound. Back comes Mountain home. Tate's going to looking for Dewey, but the pass was stolen by Hudson, and then Dewey commits a foul in the backcourt. As Braden Dewey's second personal foul. Last foul Mount Tom has to give in this quarter. Next one will put Fayetteville on the bonus. 43 seconds left to play in the game. It is a 7-point lead. Brown into the front court. How long do they wait before they foul is the question. Right now they're still not fouling. Yeah, still not fouling. About a 10-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. And they may be content to just let this one go. Brown with it. Gives it to Schwartzman. Down to 10 to shoot. Back to Brown. Now they're foul. And that will put Brown on the free throw line with 17.5 left. Ryder McClain picks up his second personal foul. And that's the 15th foul against Mount Tom. So Xavier Brown will go to the line for a pair. Brown's first free throw is up and good. Braxton Carson and Kobanins keep coming back in from Mount Tom, replacing Levi Uchman and Red Gilbert. So Mount Tom looks like Mount Tom's going to suffer their first loss of the season. Hard-fought battle for Mountain Home. The margin never got any bigger than, well, actually looks like it's about to be our biggest margin if he gets his next free throw, which will be 9. Although he misses the free throw, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Here is Tate back the other way. His three-pointer off the glass, no good. And Jorgensen gets the rebound, and all they'll do now is just roll the last few seconds off, and if Fayetteville's going to get the 8-point victory, Mountain Home's going to suffer their first loss of the season. So our final score tonight, Mountain Home falls to Fayetteville 55-47. We will start the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show when we come back. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Hi, this is Melissa Miller, and it's football time, which means the Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort from neighbors like you that makes our local schools and activities such an integral part of our community. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. The Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner.
Touchdown!
Go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics and